listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. I know I'm recording this a day after K-State played the basketball team, that is. Recording this Friday, end of a long work, another long work week, and too many W's in there. The Purple Project Podcast, the latest in K-State athletics. Folks, I'm recording this again a day after. It's a little later, but hey, when the schedule shapes out the way it is, you can do what you want to do. So, but anyways, here, a couple of nights ago, the men's basketball team, as I get a frog out of my throat, they took care of Omaha behind hot shooting. They are coached by young leader Nigel Pack and three transfers. Of course, we talked about all of them in the offseason prior to the men's basketball season here in 2021-22 here, taking care of Omaha like they should have, 79-64 on Wednesday night, folks, obviously. And this team showed a little bit of a glimpse of what they can do if they can put it together, especially if they can get hot from the field. Starters in this game combined 57 points of the 79 points there in the game, in a setting up a huge, huge showdown here in another week here. Next week, I believe they go to T-Mobile Center, if my memory is correct, to take on Arkansas. This is the momentum that you need to go in KC and to be competitive. I mean, this is what you want. This is what you want to do, right? This is what you ask for if you're a men's basketball fan, or even a woman's for that matter here. As here later on tonight, the women, we're going to find out a lot about them here real quick, as the undefeated Lady Cats will be going to travel to North Carolina to take on NC State Lady Wolfpack later on tonight at 6 Central, 7 Eastern on the ACC Network. I know there was an X in there somewhere, but I'm just going to roll with that. More information on kstatesports.com. But back to rewinding back to Wednesday night real quick. You know, this is what you want to do right here. K-State was efficient from the field. 52% from the field, including 47% from downtown as well. And then early on in the game, and knocking down, actually during the game, 14 of 16 from the charity stripe as well. The Wildcats also had 18 assists on their 28 made field goals while scoring 34 in the paint as well. And then the well-balanced scoring, I mean, again, you didn't get this really last year, Nigel, especially in kind of stages of the season last year. Obviously, Nigel Pack was leading the way when he was out on the floor for most of it. Then you got contributions from McGurl, of course, later on in the season as well. But seven Wildcats had 8 points, including 4 double-digit scores. Of course, 15 with 15 points each from, of course, the transfer sophomore Ish Masood and Nigel Pat, and then 11 from both fifth-year seniors Mark Smith and junior Marquise Noel. So again, these three transfers out of the four that we talked about already, really all four of them have had some kind of impact already this year. And that is a good sign this early in the season. But again, just kind of like the ladies here, Wildcat Nation, we're going to find out a lot about them next week. We're going to be taking on Arkansas a couple days before Thanksgiving. And this is going to be on ESPN News. This should have been an ESPN2 type of game, but whatever. K-State Sports Network will have it. Of course, K-State Sports follows that as well. And there was a little concern also about the struggles of course, I just mentioned his name not too far long ago, Mike McGurl, once again, struggling from the field. And if I came across it right in the first game, I don't think he did anything. I think he was 0-for-6 from the field against Florida A&M, and he had another bad night here in this one as well. Are you concerned about that? I'm not sure yet. Obviously, the super senior girl came back for an opportunity to end his K-State basketball career on a much more higher note. But hey, when your team's winning, you can take that right now. Right now. So I don't think he did not even start. Looking at the box score and checking out all these numbers here with my notes on the other screen. Mike McGarrell did not start. It was Mark Smith, Nigel Pack at your guards, and Bruce Weber going with a 3-4 lineup. Selton Miguel, Casey Eziegu, and Ishu Mashud started this game. So yeah, McGarrell was out of the starting lineup and was back to his role. And that's what, and maybe we'll get into this next week, a possibility. We'll see with Alex possibility, or we'll probably talk about even more in the roster show. I know I want to do something along lines with that, with basketball here, as before they get even rolling here with the rest of the non-con for both women's and men's in the rest of the schedule. So I told you guys that early on this week, and that's going to be coming out here before Thanksgiving. But yeah, so definitely you kind of wonder about that. But now with him struggling to start off the year, I don't think he started the A&M game. No, I think he started the A&M game too, but he struggled from the field. But yeah, anyways, and also the other person in here, Davion Bradford, 13 minutes. He was 50%. He shoot 50% from the field. So Bradford, who started a lot of the games last year, coming off the bench as well. So Bruce Weber changing some things up here to begin this season. I wonder what the start line is going to be like when they take on SEC opponent Arkansas next Tuesday night at T-Mobile Center. If they can get past Arkansas, then you got to play either. You're probably going to have to play in one of those teams anyways, but it's not really a postseason tournament by any teams. But you get past them, you'll be playing the winner or loser of Illinois and Cincinnati. So these teams are no joke whatsoever. And maybe I'll probably do a little preview given my situation, possibly. So we'll have to find out about that. But anyways, yeah, big win on at home in front of a pretty good crowd, it turned out to be, at Rams last night. Kudos, K-State Nation, for the crowd attendance last night for this game. So, hey, K-State, hey, you know, especially you beat one of these teams. Hey, you beat one of these people, which is going to be a tall task. But with these transfers doing what they're doing, like a Ishmael Mashud, a Mark Smith, a Marquise Noel, those type of guys like that, coming off the bench. Marquise Noel played 20 minutes, didn't shoot the ball not really well. But hey, I mean, when you get in that type of production from everybody, you're going to be hard to defend. Nobody can't focus on Nigel Pat. They got to focus on other shooters on the floor. And you know, a Bruce Weber team, K-State team, is going to defend well, taking pride on that defense. But so, you know, that's what you got to do. So we'll see. Next week they have a couple of days, you know, to get themselves ready to go against Arkansas. That's going to be a telltale sign. I am pretty sure K-State Nation is going to be showing out strong in Kansas City, like it always does. Obviously, it's during the week, so we can't even make the trip over there anyways. But maybe. Wichita State, when that rivalry gets going in another month, a couple weeks, maybe we might try to go down in there. I don't know. We'll have to find out about that. But for right now, K-State, another well-balanced night. Finally, after taking to the wire by A&M, shaking the cobwebs, taking care of business against Omaha again, K-State Nation. Next game for Bruce Weber's team, who is now 2-0 on the young season. We take it on Arkansas, who was an Elite Eight finalist in the tournament last year. So we talked about that during the off-season episodes as well. So definitely, it's going to be interesting to see how this K-State win can change everything. Marquise Noel, I think, said that in a post-race presser last night as well. So these transfers making an impact big time early on in the 2021-22 campaign, the Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. And, of course, tomorrow is senior night, big game in at the Bell against the 11th-ranked Baylor Bears as well. And another promo to please check out the weekly edition, which came out last night as well, episode 71. And there are going to be episodes coming up about the rest of the schedule from both sides as well, and possibly a deeper dive into this rosters for both squads as basketball gets going. But right now, that's the end of this podcast for right this episode for right now. Appreciate you guys. Eddie Greer, go Cats! K-State men win it. They go 2-0, and next week they got Arkansas. This is the Purple Project Podcast.